Good morning, good morning. This is Dupree from KNC Skilled and General Services, LLC, formerly known as DupreeServices.com. How are you? Yes, this is Monday morning. Normally my podcasts are Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I've been missing quite a few weeks, and that's due to the conversion of Dupree Services into KNC. Skilled and General Services, LLC, getting that process completed as far as incorporating and everything there. So that part is completed. Still got some ways to go. I read somewhere where a writer wrote, starting up a business is the easy part. It's keeping it afloat is where the daunting task begins. So, but nevertheless, faith and prayer and support will maintain through that. I'm not going to keep you too long because I have some administrative work that I must tend to. And I have to give my lovely daughter, Tiana, a call. Haven't spoken with her in a few days, so I sent her a text out, but I'm going to give her a call. Anyway, this message is just for the brothers out there. Okay? I need for all my brothers out there to hear this brief message, and I'm going to go more into it in a few weeks to come, especially on the podcasts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm going to elaborate more on what I'm saying, but I need to say this now. Brothers, I know that we have it hard in America. I know we have it hard in America. We do. With all the support teams out there for our black women and white folk and Hispanics and Asians and so on, we're the last on the totem pole. I listened to a segment today, Tom Joyner show, and they had some financial guru or whomever she is talk about the black women pay versus the white men pay and white women pay. She even mentioned how the Hispanics has low pay, but they never mention anything about us. And that's fine. You understand? That's fine. But black men, we have to do better with each other. You understand? Here in America, we will always be at the bottom of the totem pole. This is why they come down hard on us for child support, with the deadbeat father, deadbeat husband, ex-felons. They're quick to throw that up in our face. They're quick to throw the mistakes that we have made, the bad choices we have made in our lives, and they tend to keep that over us. I don't know if it's because of fear, anger. I don't know. It's just that we have a bullseye marked on our back. We got the police killing us. We got white Americans now that wants to come out and kill us and do harm to us just because of the color of our skin. And on top of that, we have other black people that's out there to do harm to us. We're doing harm to each other. And it has to stop. Now, I know we've been hearing this for years, you know, but honestly, the system is against us, no matter how we look at it. They're against us. I'm in a bidding war now for a contract, and I think that it's going to get even harder because I'm black. Maybe they didn't expect me to have the credentials that I have, but nevertheless, it's not going to be an easy bid, and that's fine. But we need to learn to stick together. We need to learn to network, to market, to do what we can together. I'm in a Facebook group for minority business owners, black business owners. And then in this group, they got all these black women networking and black women business owners to get together and market and network against one another. I still don't understand the concept of that. Now, I'm not saying that shouldn't be, but if it's about business, If you're doing business and you want to network, so you say no men allowed, but you want, you know, to for us to support your business when you all get established and everything. And it's just, brothers, we just got to do better. We have to do better. No matter how we try to fit in into this society, with the degrees that you got brothers who just totally neglect their history. You know, they get out there, they marry outside the race and so on, and talk and dress and look like them and walk like them. And guess what, brother? You'll never be white. You'll never ever be white. I heard Minister Louis Farrakhan say this the other day, that he used the N-word. I don't know if the N-word is safe to use on this podcast, but he was saying that doesn't matter how rich you are, you're still a rich N-word, you know? We have to do better. We have to find a way to build a networking bridge amongst one another. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that anything is wrong with the sisters out there, but they got their stuff together. They do. They doing their thing. And brothers, we need to do the same thing. We need to do the same thing. We're fighting a losing battle because we're not banding together. So don't worry. I'm going to touch more on this in the upcoming podcast. I am going to work on a project, something that I've been toying with for the last few weeks, about brothers networking together and doing things that we normally don't do. Listen, we can take trips, we can travel the world, we can do things other races do. We don't have to sell ourselves short. We can own condos, beachfront condos, and build $300,000-$400,000 homes on our own acres of land. We can run multi-billion-dollar companies. We can. We just have to network with one another and believe in ourselves and have a support team. You know, we can do this. Okay, I have some things I have to start on. It's time for me to start my day a little bit. Got a couple emails to send out and everything, with a few people and contractors and stuff. But don't worry, the segment will continue as the days goes on. Okay. Take care, my brothers. Looking forward to speaking with you.